Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Toad was the best guy around.
Oh, murder. Oh, murder.
That's from the podcast yesterday, 92.3 The Fan Extra on the free Odyssey app. It's live. We say 10:15, but it gets going like 10:20. Let's be honest with each other here. And we're brought to you by Extend when we do the fabulous emerging podcast scene. Daryl Ryder going to join us at 7:40 this morning. Who's the odd man out at quarterback? Lima, you're feeling, before I get going with this Nick Chubb stuff, because it, a lot of people in Chicago were really interested in what I had to say yesterday. They weren't really interested in the first part about this, which we'll get to that coming up here at around 7:30. You are feeling better about the Celtics, even though we get ready to play the Indiana Pacers.
Yeah. I said, just watching that Celtics series, and each game, one of their guys taking either a hard hit or a tough fall. They've already got Holiday's banged up with a hamstring. We talk about Darius Garland lingering toe issues. Well, we know that Holiday, they're being very careful with him. So that's important because he makes life really hard on guys like Darius Garland. Not so much Donovan Mitchell, because Donovan Mitchell's been a Celtics killer really his entire career, but especially the last few years. And just knowing that they're going to play a physical series now with the Knicks, like they might beat them in four, but it's going to be very, very physical, and still more physical than I think what the Cavs and Pacers are going to be, even though it will be a step up in physicality for the Cavs.
Are we going to be, before we get to the Celtics thing, because I guess I'm going to be a heel here for everybody. I don't mean to be. Do you think that we are going to be coming in on Monday morning surprised? And a lot of fans are going to be surprised about how physical the series is going to be with the Indiana Pacers.
Will there be people
who are upset with the physicality?
Yeah, I think that comes with the territory. I mean, come on, Cavs fans know. When we had LeBron, what were teams trying to do? They're trying to get under his skin. Certainly with Kyrie, you know, Kyrie was no stranger to some of that physicality. We all remember the Kevin Love and Kelly Olynyk thing. So, look, it's the playoffs. Like, we're used to the playoffs. We've been through a lot of playoff wars. Four straight years going to the NBA Finals, and the LeBron years making deep runs. Like, this is what happens. And the Pacers are not the most physical team in the world, but they do have guys on the perimeter that are going to fight, unlike the Heat. The Heat had nobody that were willing to put up any fight whatsoever. It will look different than it did last series.
This series did not make me more confident in the Heat or in the series coming up against the Pacers or the Celtics. And let me tell you why. I don't want to overlook the Pacers, even though I think in so many ways we are, because that's the expectation of the team. I think it's good to have an expectation. The team won 60-plus games. You need to have an expectation that, yeah, they need to get over the Pacers. They need to get to the Celtics. When we talk about the Celtics, that'll be different. I don't want to talk myself into thinking things that maybe haven't been proven to be true as we get ready to take on Boston after Indiana, because I don't want to risk being wrong about that and then overreacting and saying emotional things because I'm mad. I feel that the Cavs are a really, 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 really good basketball team. I think this is clearly the best team without LeBron. There's been teams with LeBron, frankly, that aren't as good as this. I mean, good God, the 07 Finals team doesn't touch this team. Let's be serious. I think this team, if you're playing the 07 Cavs with this team, you're beating the 07 Cavs. Against LeBron, you're beating the 07 Cavs, which is not that crazy of a thing to say. I think there might be some iterations of the first run and maybe 18, but maybe I'm just seeing it in a different light because they didn't have Kyrie. He was off doing Kyrie things, and then you had Kevin Love, but I think that that team was distracted. I think that this team could beat that team. This is a tremendous team, but I know that Boston is really, really good. I think we're looking for holes in Boston that might not be there. Jaylen Brown's a fantastic player, obviously. We know what we see with Jason Tatum. I get that Kristaps Porzingis has been banged up. I get all that. But I'm not willing to say all these things just yet because I know what happens. Last year, we lost that series to Boston, and we wanted to blame Darius, and to some levels, rightfully so. We wanted to blame Darius, we wanted to move on from Darius. When you lose series, you end up saying some crazy kind of out-of-pocket things. Like, let's be honest. What you put up there with Mitch. Mitch gives ideas. And Mitch said, should we go after Giannis? And Lima says to Mitch, that's a great question for if we get eliminated.
Yeah, I'm not.
That is not a question to ask now.
I don't even want to talk about that. Yes. I don't want to talk about any of that until this team doesn't have the most lopsided playoff series in the history of the NBA basketball.
Yes, because I was thinking, man, you go and you lose any point in this series, it's going to be an annoying Kevin Durant conversation. But Giannis does not annoy anybody. Giannis, people like him. Could you make a run for a guy like that? That's a conversation for another day. I don't want to go crazy and say these are guys who need to be shipped off to bring him in because you lost a series to Boston where they might just be a better team. I don't know if you have the wherewithal to go out and get a guy like that. So I'll save that for another day. But these are the things that I want to avoid because I've shot my mouth off about this team before. I didn't want to move on from Kobe Altman at one point just because I didn't have any faith that Dan Gilbert would hire anybody better. I thought he would just get another yes man and that this would be more of a problem for the Cleveland Cavaliers. Clearly, what Kobe Altman has put together, while it has taken some time, he has done a fine job with this team. He and Mike Yanzi and everybody involved have put together a good basketball team. Excuse me, a great basketball team.
Think about it.
A tremendous team. A historically good Cavs team.
It has been awesome. The playoff question marks, that's something they just have to get over the hump. They look like they're on their way after what they did to Miami. Yes. Kobe Altman now, you think about it, and I had hard things to say, a lot of people did, about the building of this team. And now you look at it, it all seems silly. Yeah. I mean, Evan Mobley looks like the best player in his draft. Darius Garland looks like the best player in his draft. And then, oh, by the way, you go out and get Donovan Mitchell and swing a Jared Allen trade that was one for the ages. Like, that's the best GM. That's one of the best GMs in the league now. So Kobe Altman, I mean, you know, Kobe's like in agreement, like, hey, we have to do something in the playoffs here, but they look like they could be on their way.
And I know, and maybe I need to ask Brad Daugherty about this at 9:01. We're going to get to Nick Chubb here in about 90 seconds. I know how good this team is, but I also, and I know you hate the trust thing. I trust them. I do. That's not saying much. But do I have the type of feeling I had when LeBron was here where it's just we are entitled to an NBA Finals run? We are entitled to the Eastern Conference Finals and beating those teams. No, I don't feel that way. I don't feel that way. But that's unrealistic. These are the best teams that I saw with one of the greatest players of all time. Donovan.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Is one of the better players of the generation. This team has the chance to be a tremendous historical basketball team. But to me, I think I have to take it personally one step at a time. Because if they go and they lose to Indiana, hey, the gloves are going to come off and we're going to get crazy and I'm going to say some irresponsible stuff about this team. I already know me. But if they go out and they lose against Boston, we'll see how the series goes. If they go out and they lose against Boston, we'll get people lined up wanting to move on from certain players. And I already know who they got in their crosshairs. You can tell already. I need to look at this and say, wait a minute. This team has this, that, and the other. Maybe it's just going to take another year. Because remember, they did the same thing with Boston. Can Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum coexist? That was a conversation for 3 years before they won a championship.
Yeah, and they,
maybe
they,
we need to start
Boston
having the
people,
same conversation.
Even
here.
The Boston homers wanted to separate those two, yes. And then they go and win a championship last year. Maybe that's a similar situation to Cleveland right now, where at the end of last year, I'll admit it, I was like, do they need to break up Darius and Donovan? And then Darius comes back. And he even admitted he was motivated. You know, he was very, very motivated. You saw a very different Darius. He was also healthy and was outstanding until really the final month and a half of the year.
Patience isn't the worst thing. So 920 segment, was it yesterday? I did this. I brought, you asked me about Nick Chubb, and we were talking because we had who the hell do we have on yesterday at 9? Go back and listen to the Free Odyssey.
Geltziler.
Brian Geltziler, yeah. Then we got into it with about Nick Chubb because there were some people clucking about Nick. And I had mentioned earlier in the week, yep, there is a team in the NFC North that they believe that they're a contender. They're interested in Nick Chubb. I'm glad that everybody's listening to the Free Odyssey app. I'm glad that there's run of our station and our show all over the country. What I'm not glad about is the selective hearing that people outside of Cleveland, people in Cleveland heard it just fine. Because what did I say yesterday at the very beginning of this? The Browns are really trying to bring back Nick Chubb. They're making a strong effort to bring back Nick Chubb. They want Nick to finish his career as a Cleveland Brown. Hand to God Almighty. They want Nick Chubb to come back. Now, you might have some questions because Jerome Ford, Nick Chubb, Sampson, and Judkins. Four guys in that running back room. He ain't going to keep all four. Okay, he ain't going to keep all that. So you got some questions to answer. But yesterday, all I'm seeing is all these other entities. Well, Ken says that the Bears are going after Nick Chubb strongly. I said the Browns are going after Nick Chubb strongly first. Yes. Anybody I talk to over there, they say they're shooting their mouth off in that front office, and they want to go after Nick Chubb. Okay, fine. Fine. But I said at the very beginning, I think the Browns are wanting to go after Nick Chubb. Excuse me. They are going after Nick Chubb strongly. They want to bring back Nick Chubb. The bigger question to us is, how do I work Nick Chubb if I bring back Nick Chubb? Hopefully we can. What do I do with Nick Chubb? Where does Nick fit? Because you, anybody who got him, whether it be us, the
honestly,
Bears,
Kenny,
God knows who, you have to ask how many more miles he has.
Honestly, left. Kenny, he probably doesn't fit. Let's be honest. They drafted both those guys. They obviously knew it was time to pivot in that running back room. Chubb was not good last year. I hate to say it. It didn't look like Nick Chubb. They got injured again. I mean, you're talking about a guy that averaged 5.5 yards a carry. I think that was second best in NFL history.
But he was
going
coming back from
season.
An injury. I wondered if he hurt his foot because he was coming back from an injury, but, and might have been coming back too soon.
Now he's
because he didn't want to lose that
but
season.
Now he's coming back off an injury again. So I do wonder like what Nick Chubb is thinking, seeing the Browns draft those two rookies. He's probably thinking they've moved on. The Browns have moved on. So he wants to finish his career.
But I don't think that they're thinking that they've moved on.
Not split, really? After, I mean, that's not what they told you in the draft?
No.
And I can't blame them. I can't blame them at all. I mean, Nick Chubb is how old now? And guys at his stage, most of them, you know, they can't all be Fred Taylor. Like, he's Adrian Peterson. They can't all be Adrian Peterson. Like, this is when the backs expire, unfortunately. Even superhuman Nick Chubb.
I think that this is something that, if we're talking about patience, I think that we might have to. We asked Mary Kay about this yesterday. I don't know if he gets signed very, very soon. I mean, for all I know, he gets signed tomorrow, for crying out loud. But I don't know if he gets signed very soon. I think we could go into the regular season or training camp without him being signed somewhere and seeing where his best fit is. Because God forbid, if somebody goes down somewhere, okay, let's bring in Nick Chubb.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. If either of the rookies look amazing in training camp, is that another?
But what if Jerome Ford doesn't? What if one of the rookies doesn't look amazing? I mean, you still have a fourth-round pick in Dylan Sampson. That's a fourth-round pick, right? Fourth-round picks, you want to keep a fourth-round running back. I understand that. They're different from fourth-rounders in other positions. You still want to keep a fourth-round no matter what. What if Jerome doesn't look good? What if Sampson doesn't look good? I don't have a question that Quinshon Judkins will look good. I think that he'll be a fire plug. I just wonder if he's going to be looking as good as Trevion Henderson. That's going to be an argument later at the end of the season. I think that he's going to look good. Where does Nick fit? I think I think he fits because he's a Cleveland Brown. That's the first and foremost thing to a fan. Second of all, I think he fits because I know that in the past he's been able to lean forward and get me 4 yards. Those are your words, not mine. Now, is he going to be able to do it this year?
He couldn't do it last year.
Can I bring him
unfortunately.
In? I think he's in the point now in his career where you bring him in for a workout and see what he can do in the workout and whether or not he looks good there. That's a hard truth to me.
But that's the problem. If he's at that stage with the Browns now where you know, they're so noncommittal. They're like, no, we need to see you work out. But I think everybody is.
I think everybody is.
But if what you're saying is true about a team like the Bears, who might be like all in behind the scenes on him, I mean,
wouldn't they bring him in to work him out first, though?
Yeah, but the way that's not how the Browns. It just doesn't sound like the Browns are all in to that degree at this stage.
But I don't know if I think the Bears would work him out before they signed him.
Sure. There's going to be workouts.
So what's the difference? What's the problem?
What I'm saying is, I wonder if Nick Chubb mentally is like, the Browns have moved on. I've got other teams that are interested in me. It's time for a new chapter of my career.
I can't answer that. I don't know what Nick's thinking. I don't think you know what Nick's thinking. I think when they took two running backs, I think that they have to protect themselves against the future.
I think that told them what the Browns were thinking.
I don't agree.
You don't
with that.
See it?
No, I don't agree. With that.
I mean, I think it's pretty obvious. Like it's doesn't
people
it seem
take running backs the all way, the time? It was a deep running
the
back.
The way
class.
That they have publicly talked about Nick Chubb is in a way that they have moved on, and it seems like Nick Chubb has moved on.
I don't believe that that's true at all. I don't believe that's true 100% at all. They did take two running backs, but right now they got him. They got those two. They got Jerome Ford. Okay, if they were to bring in Nick Chubb, they would have four. Do you have faith that Jerome Ford's going to have a great season? So you have to be open minded towards Nick Chubb.
Oh, I'm open minded about it. I don't know that the Browns.
How would the Browns not be open minded? Just explain how the Browns would be open minded. And I didn't realize we were supposed to break earlier before that because I got bogged down in the. I got worked up into the argument.
I get it. Your emotions and the fact that Nick Chubb is, you know. Outside of Miles, I mean, 2 years ago, we were talking about Nick Chubb as the greatest Brown we'd ever seen in our lifetime, and then Miles has kind of eclipsed that. I get it. There's emotion attached to Nick Chubb, and it's sad to think about him on another roster. It's incredible to think about him on another roster. We wouldn't have seen that a couple of years ago, but now I think, unfortunately, reality is kind of hitting us in the face.